This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Like we do, we're going to take a break from the news of the day and give you some great streaming options, because I pretty much watch streaming exclusively. I don't know about you. I don't even have live TV anymore. So our streaming correspondent, Chris Woolsey, is here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you, Ryan?
Doing great. So we're in the middle of March now, and I figure since we are, and it's, I guess it's actually St. Patrick's Day weekend now, a little bit surprising that we're already here, but we are here. So let's start with this is a weird question, but any St. Patrick's Day viewing that we should be aware of?
Oddly enough, we do.
Okay.
We have a wide library of Leprechaun-based titles, but we've got a great one that I'll bet your listeners have never seen. Super cute. It's called The Magical Legend of the Leprechauns. And this is a limited series, star-studded. It's starring Randy Quaid, Whoopi Goldberg, and oddly enough, Roger Daltrey from The Who.
I think I actually have heard of this now that you say Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, it's super cute. If you like Lord of the Rings and Chronicles of Narnia, that kind of thing, totally family-friendly. You can bring Grandma out and not be embarrassed to watch it in front of her. It's a super cute little mini series, but it's perfect for St. Patty's Day. Get your corned beef and cabbage and sit down and watch it with the kids.
It's funny that you say Roger Daltrey, because I've always heard they say that every rock star wants to be an actor and every actor wants to be a rock star. So
I think it's true.
The Magical Legend of the Leprechauns. Okay, that sounds fun. I'm glad you said yes to that question, because if I said, do you have any St. Patrick's Day viewing? And you're like, no. I would have been like, well, okay.
Right.
Let's move on.
Awkward moment.
Right. All right. Well, there's some other things going on in March that, you know, let's stick with the themes here then. How about spring break? We're going on a vacation this spring break, but what kind of viewing is there?
We have a really fun series for people who are maybe going to be hitting the road in an RV this spring break, and it's called The RVers. And this is, we have three seasons of it, super fun, but it basically just shows you what it would be like if you were one of those brave souls who gave up their physical address and put their home on the road. And it's cool, because it's not like, this isn't like your grandpa's trailer that used to go camping. These are like the cool, ridiculously over the top, high end RVs. But then they also not only show you some of the most beautiful places to take them around the country, but they also give you all the tips and tricks that you're going to need in order to make these trips successful.
So this is an unscripted series, I assume?
Yes. Yeah. It's a reality series just following different groups of people who have decided to live home on wheels. It's really cool.
Chris, have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever even vacationed in an RV?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I did. So I grew up, my dad and I used to go hunting and fishing in a trailer that we towed behind a truck. And it was pretty nice. But like a buddy of mine is selling his. He's like a touring performer and he's selling his. And I was looking at the video the other day and I was like, why is this angle so high? And I realized it's a 2-floor trailer. Oof. Like this is like these things are ridiculous. I have never driven one myself. I would be a little nervous doing that. My wife and I are in the market right now for a tent trailer, so we're going to kind of baby step our way into this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of where we've been too. We've been interested in taking some, you know, I've got 3 kids, 9, 9, and 6, and we're just at that age where I think we'd have a lot of fun doing a road trip as long as they, you know, had a little space, which an RV would provide that. We normally fly on our vacations just because we don't want to wait. Yep. But I think that would be so fun. We talked about doing it, but we just never have gotten around to figuring out how to both drive an RV for fun and then once you get to your destination, like where to park when you get to the towns and stuff. There's probably a lot of tips in this series for somebody like me, the RVer series.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I'm into it. And yeah, I have the feeling there's a learning curve, and it just seems like the delta between I totally know what I'm doing and this trip is a disaster is fairly narrow. So I want all the information I can possibly get.
I know, and that's been what's prevented us, because it's not like the cheapest thing to do either, to just go either rent one or certainly to buy one. So it's like, I want to make sure if I'm doing it, I'm doing it right, because I don't want to waste thousands and thousands of dollars and be like, what the heck were we thinking? So,
totally. Where's all this water coming from? What
is this? Totally. All right. So, March, surprisingly, I had to look this up to be sure, but yes, Easter is in March. It's actually the last day of this month. So, sticking with our themes, our last theme we're going to hit here is any Easter programming that you can recommend for somebody who's maybe seen the Passion, maybe seen the newer stuff, but is there any, you know, Christian movies kind of are campy a lot of times. Is there any good Christian-themed stuff or stuff that's maybe directly about Jesus for Easter?
Yes, we actually have a ton of stuff on Crackle all year round. Tons of documentaries, Bible documentaries that are really, really good. But you know, Easter kind of snuck up on us this year. It was like the disciples in the upper room, like when you least expect it, there's Jesus. Isn't that just like him? But, so we were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's in March this year, but we have one of the greatest, Christian, in my opinion, pieces of art in, certainly, the media world for the last 50 years. And that is the Franco Zeffirelli 1977 Emmy Award-winning miniseries, Jesus of Nazareth. It is ridiculously star-packed. Like, I'm just going to run through this as quick as I can, but Robert Powell played Jesus. Laurence Olivier is Nicodemus. Anne Bancroft is Mary Magdalene. James Earl Jones is Balthazar. Ernest Borgnine was a centurion. Stacy Keach, of all people, was Barabbas. Anthony Quinn was Caiaphas. And Christopher Plummer was Herod. I don't even know if there was anyone left in Hollywood when they were done casting this in 1977, but it's amazing. Won a ton of awards, and it's, in my opinion, you know, since The Chosen, I think this is one of the best Christian movies of all time.
You had me at Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm sorry. I mean,
right? I'm not kidding.
Just these random names that, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard those names in forever. Jesus from Nazareth is one of those that I have never actually seen, but as you're describing it, I can see the front of the box. Because I've seen it so many times that it's kind of always on my list, and I've never gone down that road. So maybe it's time that I actually watch Jesus of Nazareth. Because like you said, it won a lot of awards. I know it's a pretty good miniseries. So.
For sure. Yep. And this was back when, you know, things like this and Roots and Shogun, which is getting all the attention right now, those really kicked off miniseries as an art form. Like, they didn't really exist before that, but there were so many amazing ones in the 70s, late 70s, that it took off.
One other one that I wanted to mention that Crackle's got is The Carol Burnett Show. That's one that was a little bit before my time, but as you can imagine, Chris, if you know where I'm going here, my last name is Wiggins. And so...
Oh,
you, yes. Know, you know, my entire life. And I had to warn my wife when she was marrying into my name. Listen, you're going to hear this for the rest of your life. You will be called Mrs. Higgins. And she's like, oh, whatever. Because neither one of us really had heard it from watching the show because it was a little before us. And she has gotten used to it now, and it's pretty common, although it's starting to age out, you know? So I don't know whether I should tell people to watch The Carol Burnett Show or to avoid it, because there's kind of a personal connection there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you should definitely tell people to watch it, because you're right. I mean, there are certain things that are kind of aging out, and they shouldn't, because they were just so incredibly brilliant. And the Tim Conway and Mrs. Higgins sketch obviously is just a classic. So many great stories that we don't have time to run into, but they were just, it was like lightning in a bottle. It was like this magical moment in TV where you had Tim Conway and Carol Burnett, and just this cast of amazing comedic geniuses that all just came together at the same time.
Yeah, it was a good show. I mean, I've gone back since, almost like because I had to watch the show, and it's really funny. I'm surprised that it doesn't get as much attention. I think in its time it got a lot of attention, but that's one that I think it has lived outside of its time and still holds up. So, Chris, I always appreciate you and your suggestions and your visiting with us once a month or so. Looking forward to April. We'll see what kind of themes you have ahead. But for now, that's what you get for March.
That's it. Absolutely. I want a full review on all of Harvey Korman and Tim Conway sketches the next time we talk.
Fair. It'll be done.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.